ANAM is the acronym for the Australian National Academy of Music, and we are an elite training institution based in Melbourne, Australia. Although we're a federally funded institution, so young musicians come from all the states of Australia, as well as New Zealand, and we offer a performance-based program. So most of the students who have come here have already accomplished all their theoretical subjects, and they can really concentrate on the performance during the time that they're here.
How many students do you have?
We have, at the moment, about 66. Next year we'll have 64, so it varies every year. As it's an elite institution, we'll take students according to the level of that particular year. So on some given years where there's a very high level, we'll have more students, and on other years, less.
Do you take fresh students every year, or is the same student, is the program for a year or 2 or 3 years? How does it work?
The program runs for a year, and we can invite them back to stay for up to 3 years. Mm-hmm. So it's a very flexible program which can really cater for the individual's needs. So it's different for each student.
We are talking to Nick Deutsch, the Artistic Director of the Australian National Academy of Music, and you are listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Nick, my next question is about you. You speak Hebrew fluently, you live in Germany. We want to know more about you. I know you play the oboe. First of all, we'll start with the person, with Nick Deutsch.
Oh, where do I start? So, as I mentioned, I was born in Israel to two Israeli parents, and my parents migrated to Australia when I was only three, and so I grew up in Australia, but speaking Hebrew at home. I still speak Hebrew to my parents today, and I came to Melbourne in 1991 to study at the Victorian College of the Arts. Unfortunately, ANAM didn't exist back then, otherwise that would have been the obvious choice. And at the conclusion of my studies, I won a scholarship to continue my studies in Germany at the Hochschule für Musik, and subsequently won a job in an orchestra and made that my home. And it's almost 25, in January it'll be 25 years that I've been in Germany.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yep.
And can you please tell us about your choice of playing the oboe?
Well, oboe was always an instrument that I was fascinated with, although I entered the Sydney Conservatorium at the age of 13 as a flute player and eventually also learnt the piano. But later the fascination with the oboe caught up with me, and I started having lessons, and at the age of 19 decided that that's what I wished to specialise in. And and the rest is history, so to speak.
Is it a very common instrument?
Not really. It's an instrument that's very difficult to start with. It's an instrument that one can't start at a very early age due to the pressure involved in playing the instrument. It's also an instrument which requires each player to build their own reeds, which is challenging. It remains challenging till today. I spend as much time making reeds as I do practicing, and that's something which has put many people off the instrument as a profession, but I see it as a challenge. So it's not as common as many of the other instruments, but there is an oboe section in every orchestra.
In your capacity as the Artistic Director of the Australian National Academy of Music, what do you actually do?
Well, we're not only a training institution in the fact that we do so many performances a year, so I like to think of ANAM as a training institution cross international music festival that runs the whole year. And my responsibility is to put together a program and a selection of visiting artists and, of course, the faculty, which comprise the holistic vision, which is ANAM. So we invite a whole lot of guest artists, which we think will be important for the further training of our students. We try and have a very varied repertoire so that the students, once they leave ANAM, they're capable of playing almost any repertoire, whether it be French Baroque music to German, Italian Baroque, up to the ultra-modern works that are written today with contemporary techniques, working with voice, a lot of chamber music, a lot of orchestra, solo recitals as well. So we really prepare them for anything that the profession is going to throw at them later on in their careers.
We are talking to Nick Deutsch, the Artistic Director of the Australian National Academy of Music, and you're listening to SBS Radio Shalom Australia, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Nick, before I let you go, can you please tell us about the program for 2018 season of ANAM, the National Academy of Music?
Well, I'll tell you about part of the program. We have approximately 180 concerts a year. I'll probably drown your program if I mentioned all of what we're doing. But some of the highlights, you'll get to see ANAM all over Australia, not only concerts in our own right, but also partnering with established groups such as the Australian Chamber Orchestra. So the Australian Chamber Orchestra, their inaugural tour of Australia will actually comprise, half the orchestra will be ANAM students. And I mean, of course, we have our own concert series as well at our home, the South Melbourne Town Hall, but also at the Melbourne Recital Centre, the Elizabeth Murdoch Hall, where we'll put on a series of four concerts with international conductors, as well as our very own Simone Young and Brett Dean. The other two conductors are Douglas Boyd and Jose Luis Gomez, who's a Venezuelan conductor. We've also got a very prominent focus on Claude Debussy, the French composer who will be celebrating 100th anniversary of his passing. So we'll be performing the complete piano works of Debussy in seven concerts, where not only Timothy Young, who's head of our piano department, will be leading those concerts, but also very established international as well as Australian piano players, Roy Howard, Kathy Stott, Ian Munro, Stephen McIntyre, just to name a few. Also, I suppose what would be very appropriate to let you know is that Dudu Carmel, who's the principal oboist of the Israel Philharmonic, a colleague of mine, we played together in the orchestra for many years, will also be coming to lead young musicians in a program that will also travel to Sydney, Brisbane. You'll have to check our website and the brochure. I mean, with 180 concerts, it's difficult to remember exactly what touring elements each program is going to.
I think it's amazing to plan 180 concerts around Australia. I think the logistics of it is just mind-boggling. Amazing.
It is. And especially, I mean, the brochure, basically, I got the first copy of the brochure yesterday in my hands. And the minute the brochure comes out, we start with 219.
Nick, are you playing in any of the concerts?
Oh, yes, I'll be playing in many of them. I mean, part of the credo at ANAM is that whether it's the artistic director or our esteemed faculty or our visiting artists from all over the world, they don't come and teach at ANAM, they come and share the stage with our musicians. So they're all performing alongside our musicians. That's sort of what's really special about the place, because where words can't describe something, it's where playing with the young musicians can bring that message across.
Nick Deutsch, the Artistic Director of the Australian National Academy of Music, known as ANAM, thank you so much and good luck.